Renegade Talk Radio.
Here we are in the corporate headquarters of the Biden Syndicate crime family.
Wow.
We will be attacking you tonight and stealing the Brinks truck.
Yes.
Instead of going to China.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
It's too far, man. I can just ride the Brinks truck and get it.
Aww.
Anyway, how you doing? Hey, welcome Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas. I'm all screwed up today.
Aww.
Mia, give me another one.
I don't think you need any more. COVID-19?
I don't get it yet? I don't get diseases. I'm an alien.
Oh, that's right.
I've told you over and over. I've never been sick in my entire goddamn existence here on this stupid planet.
Yeah, that's right. You are an alien. I can't even talk to you. Hello, fans.
Okay, so what's up with you, Lady L?
Well, I was really, really hot. I'm really, really mad. I came home, and I had this guy working on my bathroom, and he took off some of the tiles, and guess what? Mold is on my walls behind the tile. I've been so devastated. Thank God I got the book. It's Our Children's Health, Sick Building Syndrome by Dr. Janet Hiller. So now that I have this book for $19.95 from mold.media, I can actually look up what's on my wall. I am so pissed off. So he said he can do some things to try to get, you know, rid of the mold. So get the book, house people, people that are living in these houses. You don't know what's behind your tile when you're taking a shower, you're taking a bath, and all of that steam comes up. And before you know it, you got mold. So, good read, mold.media.
Thank you very much, Lady L. That was very good.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Renegade Nation, welcome to the Biden Syndicate crime family. We are accepting applications for gunnery.
Yes.
High-end stockbrokers who know how to swindle people.
Yeah.
And we're also looking for an assistant to Hunter.
Whoa, Hunter.
Hunter needs an assistant right now.
Oh, boy. I don't think he needs too much of anything right
now. Well, it's really, it's a real...
He got his pipe. He's cool.
No, we're looking for a crack dealer to assist him in his endeavors. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Renegade Nation, this is going to get stinkier and stinkier now. The stupid media, the fake news... Which we've been saying for years. I'm sorry about everything. They're all fake, and they're not letting this out. So the majority of American people do not even know about Hunter's existence or what's actually going on. But I think in my feeble brain,
yes,
there might be a few people out there other than the Republicans and the conservatives that know all this is going on with good old crack pipe himself, Hunter. He used to be the executive director of the Biden Crime Syndicate. He's now been disposed of. I think he might be in Michigan with Whitmer in a hole. Okay. Anyway.
My God. Renegade Nation, I don't know why these big tech companies, they are just going right by surprise.
Well, the only way to get back at them is to get off of them. Renegade Nation, for one day, maybe 2 days, if you can, because I know you're...
Addicted.
You're addicted to it. It's like crack with Hunter. You're addicted to it, but you need to get off of it for 2 days and show them who has the power. You have that power. We don't need Washington, D.C., and we don't need anybody else. All you got to do is just get off of it.
Just stay off. They are blocking media. That's why you don't know anything. When we go to tell these stories... I mean, you got Twitter blocking, you got Facebook blocking. What is this? I mean, freedom of speech is gone.
It's called suppression of your rights to free speech. And if you are an asswipe and I call you out on it, that's between me and you. And if you cut me off, okay, you cut me off. That's the end of it. Everybody has a right to say whatever they feel like, and that's why we have freedom of speech in the country. And if I don't like what you said, I can cut you off. And so that's it. And these people are trying to get the Biden crime syndicate into the White House so they can steal more money, like I've been telling you for years. I've been telling you for years about this, and I was called a kook, a crazy person, wing nut, whatever you want to call me, and now the truth is in front of you.
It's here. We're not alone.
Trump has given the Democrats a taste of their own medicine, Renegade Nation, with the October surprise of all October surprises.
Surprise!
Courtesy of Hunter Biden's emails disclosed by the New York Post. Now, they're trying to say that this doesn't exist and that they were something out. They're making all these excuses up, but you can't make up excuses when you have emails that have their names on it. And
it's from Russia.
Yeah, you believe all this stupid bullshit, Renegade Nation.
Misinformation from now, Russia.
Right. We now know that Joe Biden has effectively been running a mafioso style family feeding on foreign corruption in the Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and who knows where else for years has been going on. You've been ripped off for years. How do you feel about that? You're working your ass off and they're taking all the goddamn money. And they don't care about you. Like I say on Facebook, they don't care about you, Lady
they don't,
Al.
They don't care about
you. You could be riding in the street and they kick you in the balls. They don't care about you at all. And if you think they do, you are so badly mistaken, which has been told you by Alex Jones, myself, E.G., there's a whole laundry list of people, Wayne Allen Root. And there's more on these on these emails, more video, and it's going to get really, really disturbing. And this is what Steve Bannon said along with Rudy Giuliani. This is going to get really, really dirty, and you need to know. I don't care how dirty it is. I don't care how disgusting, despicable
it's fishy.
It is. You need to see it for yourself. You need to see what they've been up to.
I think it's stinky.
I bet you it was stinky. Anyway, the spinners in the legacy media echo chamber are doing their damnedest to try to discredit and bury the Hunter laptop bullshit. For example,
They're not going to do it.
The Biden syndicate crime family campaign issued a denial by saying the purported meeting set up by Hunter between the Burmese rep and his VP father in the White House wasn't on the official schedule. Well, they're not going to put it on the official schedule.
It's not official.
They did it in a whorehouse in D.C. Probably that strip joint that Hunter went to in the back room. They probably did the deal.
Yeah, oh, that's probably where he left his crack pipe bag.
Yeah, that's where the crack pipe was. So, you know what? This is going to get worse and worser.
It is.
I like that, worser.
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 Yeah,
is.
Worser. Oh, so it has been reported that the FBI is investigating whether Giuliani, now a key player in making the Hunter Biden laptop information public, is a victim of Russian disinformation. What?
It's an email, you idiot.
That's an email. Even the dumbest people on the planet can figure that out. Oh, the FBI is investigating it because it could be disinformation from the Russians. No, Hunter Biden's doing deals with the Russians.
Yeah, but what about the FBI?
And they're crooked, too. They're all crooked.
They are so crooked.
I think what they need to do, Lady L, is to go in there with a machine gun, get rid of them all, throw them in the river, and start them. Yep, just like that.
That's terrible. I mean, the FBI, you can't even trust the FBI.
I can't trust anybody in this planet. It's all about, how many times have I said this? Renegade Nation, it's either sex and money, or money and sex, or both. And the rest of it's all BS.
Yes.
Nobody cares about nothing else except those two factors.
I'm telling you.
How much money can you steal?
FBI stuck on, they actually shut this down.
Yeah,
they have this for months and months and months.
Because they're part of the crime syndicate of the Biden crime syndicate family.
That's terrible.
I mean, they look like the Gambinos and the rest of them in New York like little fairies. Yeah. I mean, these guys are good.
They're good.
You know, the mobsters in New York, you need to go get lessons from the Biden crime syndicate family.
Absolutely, because they're racking up on the money. But you know what I'm noticing? And I said it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you mention Connor, there's an extra place that he visited.
Of course.
To get more money.
Yeah.
He is everywhere. I mean, Hunter, you need to slow down, babe. You know, you it's too much money.
Hey, he's a mover and a shaker.
He is
a mover and a mover.
I mean, he is shake that money maker. He is racking up out of town foreign policy. They're talking about taking a foreign policy out of the debate.
A foreign policy. That is all crooked also, as Trump well knows it's all crooked. And the questions stink. They should have a person in the middle, not on the Republican or Democratic side. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that. So now Twitter and Facebook have blocked the New York Post main account and prevented the dissemination of the bombshell story. Oh, they don't want to upset you.
Blocked.
Oh, they blocked it. Oh God, they're gods. They sit there in their ivory tower.
I can see them with their hair flowing.
Yeah,
like that little thing that you played, that music.
Yeah, you like that soft
this
music?
This was a summer of love. They're acting like that. Believe you. Believe you me.
Okay, former Clinton White House operative George Stephanopoulos, now masquerading as a journalist. He's part of the Biden crime syndicate. Now, there's a whole mess of people involved in the Biden crime syndicate. It's just not... Now Joe's... Papa Joe is the godfather.
The big guy.
He's the godfather. He's the big guy.
The big guy.
Yeah, and then the rest of them are underneath the... And that forms the syndicate with Flabby Stabby as the the food cafeteria manager to feed them.
Well, what about what's her name? The niece that was only 26 that actually was in foreign countries talking to heads of state.
26 years old.
26 years old.
And now in the Biden crime syndicate family, she's now the toilet cleaner. She cleans toilets now.
I bet you she does.
And also, Renegade Nation, I'm going to say this to you. Mm-hmm. And you better write this down.
Yes.
They are not going to get away with this, because if they do, we're going to sue. The people of the United States are going to sue the Biden crime syndicate, and everybody in D.C. is going to be sued. I want some of that money. And also, on top of that, have they paid taxes on that money? I want to know about that, too.
Come on, man. You got to leave this alone. This is the Biden generation, man.
Okay, so
I'm
going to change the name to, instead of, Sloppy Joe and Sleepy Joe... Crime Syndicate Joe.
Ooh. Nobody would have never known all this information.
Yeah, there you go.
If
yeah.
his stupid son hadn't have left that laptop.
That's because he's stupid.
He's stupid.
He is so stupid, Renegade Nation. It's amazing what crack... I'm going to start doing crack and meth. If I could get up to those levels and do deals with the Chinese, oh, shit, yeah.
I don't want you looking like...
Mia, give me some crack! Hey, get over here. You have a nice crack anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, Richie, okay. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, meanwhile, the media and the crime syndicate Biden family and the Democrat Party are all trying to run the clock out and hoping to keep the main corruption story quiet and the revelations that are daily dripping out in the Post, Fox News, and independent media on the mainstream and right here at Renegade Talk Radio and Alex Jones and everybody else. We want to know the truth. And you will obey, or you will suffer the consequences. And when I mean consequences, I mean consequences. And this message is being sent to you, Crime Joe. Yeah, you'll see.
I'm going to raise your taxes.
Yeah. I don't have any money.
Yeah. I'm not giving you that stimulus check. I'm giving you 48 hours, Pigley Pelosi. She demanded 48 hours. And then the deal is off. What is she, the president already?
Yeah. She's, let the people starve. She doesn't care. Guess what? It's Trump's fault. It's everybody else. See, that's another thing about them. It's everybody else's fault except them. They're perfect.
She must have, they must have taken all the ice cream because she's pretty addicted and something is wrong. I mean, she doesn't have enough sugar.
She needs acne medicine. You ever see her ugly face?
Her face is so ugly.
She's ugly. Anyway,
fugly.
So the independent media, we're out there, but the mainstream media is not reporting about the Hunter Biden email and all the hard evidence of actual emails as opposed to unnamed sources like the legacy media use all the time for their anti-Trump stories or even to consider the possibility that they are in fact true. Yes, everybody's a liar.
Well, Shifty Shift, he says no. He says, no, the story is not true.
Oh, of course it's not. Oh, no. Uh-huh. But they all, Lady Al, Renegade Nation.
Yes.
Every one of them that says it's not true.
It is.
It is true. It's always the reverse activity. It's always reverse psychology. Oh, it's not true, but they line their pockets through the Biden crime syndicate family. They have, all of them are in the same boat. And now it's all going to come out on those emails. That's they exist. I know they do because it's a hard drive. It's all going to come out, and all of these people now they're probably going on with other names, like fake names.
Yeah,
And
the big guy.
The big guy. Well, we know who the big guy is. No, you can't. I mean, I'm Hey, Renegade Nation, let me say one thing to you. I'm gonna rob a bank. I'm gonna rob a bank tonight. Listen, I'm gonna rob a bank tonight. Okay, and I'm gonna set it all up, and I'm gonna email all of my helpers that are gonna help me rob the bank.
Your cronies?
Yeah, the coonies. Cronies.
Cronies.
Yeah, I'm gonna email my cronies, and I'm gonna let them know what time we're gonna rob the bank, where to meet, how we're gonna get out of this, and the getaway. And I'm gonna put it all in an email, and I'm gonna send it out to everybody that's gonna help me rob the bank. Now, all of a sudden, it gets intercepted, and now everybody knows that I'm gonna rob the bank.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is, everything in those emails is not fake. It's not misinformation from Russia. And this is what they teach you at Yale and Harvard and Dartmouth and the rest of these shitty colleges. How to be crooked and how to step on people and steal their money, like the Biden crime syndicate family.
Wow. That is
I'm
really
brilliant.
Something.
You're
a genius.
I am a genius. I sit here in the top of my
kingdom,
and I tell you, you will obey.
Wow. This is God speaking.
You will be beheaded. Oh, God. I just thought of something.
Off with their heads.
The syndicate is going to be breaking down.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's scary stuff, though.
Oh, that's why Joe had to get back in through Obama, because they were all getting all that money when Obama only made a certain amount. Like, he made $400,000 a year in 8 years. That's $320,000, give or take. But he buys a $20 million mansion.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm uneducated. I'm a stupid ass. I don't understand anything. But guess what? Somebody's making a lot of money, and you're not. You're not making shit.
I'm not getting no money. I want my money.
You're not getting any money. You don't deserve it. You're a low life. You get in the corner, and you stay there.
I wasn't invited to the party.
That's right. You're not invited. Get the hell out of here. You're just a loser, and losers are not allowed
I'm not a loser.
You're not allowed in the club. You haven't passed the rigid documentation and experiencing. What am I talking about?
You sound like Shifty Schiff. Stop talking like Shifty Schiff. I see your eyes going back and forth. You're getting me scared. I mean, hey, that is so deep. Come on, man. Where's your macho Philly? Where's the Philly in you?
Hey, how you doing over there? I'm gonna rob the bank, you know, and I'm gonna put it into an email, and I'm gonna send it to all my associates, you know, so everybody knows what's going on. And then, if you know, they'll find out about the email. I have the powers in alien to get rid of the emails.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't, but Country does.
So you do you think that
he needs an alien friend?
Maybe I'll fly over there tonight and poop on him.
Oh,
alien poop is good for you.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you don't know. I got a whole mess of it in the other room.
Oh, that's what Pelosi said about Trump, that she was gonna put some poop on his shoes.
Yeah,
when she was drunk.
Anyway, so do you think if Biden gets busted on this whole deal, which he should, you think a pardon would be necessary? Here's what I think. This because I'm crazy and I'm a wingnut and I'm loose and goosey.
You're crazy.
I think what they should do, Joe should win. Joe would win the presidency. Okay,
uh-huh.
And then he would pardon everybody on that email list. And then after they do that, they'll get rid of Joe, and then the whole Harris will be in there, and there goes America down the goddamn friggin' toilet.
Lockdown.
No, it'll be flushed out.
Flushed up and locked down.
That's why I'm going to send some alien poop to the White House, and when she's sitting in there, it's going to be on her desk, and it's going to show up, and it's going to talk to her, and then that'll be the end of her.
Ooh.
I like alien poop.
Oh.
It does all kind of wonders for you.
But that's so sad that they won't. They're hiding it. They don't want this to come out. And Renegade Nation, it is so ugly.
Wait till we get to the part where now they're talking about good old Hunter having sex with 13-year-olds. Oh boy, I told you last week I wanted to get in touch with the porn producers because that's going to be big money, and I need to get involved in it.
Epstein is back from the grave. Epstein.
Okay, so
hello.
Yeah, whatever happened to him? That ass wipe. Okay, so to summarize all of this, Joe Biden, the Biden criminal syndicate campaign, and the Democrats and their allies who dominate the legacy media are all feverishly trying to spin it and debunk it and ignore it and step on it, and it's all these names that I can't come up with anymore because I just ran out of names. and ignore,
and they did too.
Yeah, and ignore the bombshell revelations of the Biden crime syndicate family, the corruption, and all those emails on Hunter Biden's laptop. The most direct way, Renegade Nation, to force the story into the mainstream would be for the president to issue a limited pardon to Joe Biden. A presidential pardon would force the media then to cover the pardon and also Joe Biden to publicly respond to the corruption detailed in the pardon and destroy Biden's candidacy at just the right time.
Wow, that's brilliant. You are good. The prophet,
yeah.
Randy.
I am the prophet. Yes. Now yes. You listen to me, Renegade Nation. I want to see those. I want to see him partying with the prostitutes and the 13-year-olds. I want to see that.
That's ugly. That is so low. But no, you know,
I already bought a channel from Obamatable on the Netflix to air it. I mean, see Obama. You got to understand something. Lady L.
Yes.
Renegade Nation.
Yes.
The money train stopped when Trump got in. Why do you think they've been trying to get rid of Trump all this time? This is the reason that money train, all that money has stopped coming in here. And
right.
now they're blaming everybody else because Hunter Biden left his stupid computer with his hard drives at a Delaware computer store. I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You gotta leave that story alone, man.
Yeah, man.
Because it's going to blow up in your face, man.
So now they're starving for money because they're not making the money that they once had. Now, I can imagine what Obamatable's fake name was on those dossiers and all that other crap that they got. But, you know, you don't do this shit unless the President of the United States
told you to do it
and is involved in it somehow. When you look at Obamatable,
yeah,
he screwed everybody on health care, and all that money went to, all this money that's being paid in the health care is going to these health care companies and pharmaceutical companies, which Trump just got the pharmaceuticals dropped down a little bit.
Right.
But anyway, this has been going on for a long time, and you've been getting screwed, and they're taking all the money. This is going to get deeper than it is now, and the prostitutes, that's one thing. That's the fun stuff. But this other stuff is really, really going to get deep.
Deadly.
You watch. Right now, the New York Post is going through these hard drives, and there's 30,000 or 20,000, whatever it is, emails going back and forth to all different types of people. You can guarantee Shifty Shift, and I wouldn't be surprised that little hoe up on the Capitol Hill right now, Pig Pelosi is right in the middle of this, too.
Absolutely.
Because they're all thieves. They're all thieves, and they don't care about you. Look at the stimulus problem right now. They
right.
don't want to do nothing. They, starve. We don't care about your kids.
But I feed them.
She doesn't feed anybody except her ugly fucking mouth.
I feed them. But
get that picture away from me.
I feed them.
Yeah, you feed yourself, you little hoe.
Yeah, I got plenty of ice cream at home, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm just loving it up.
You love that ice cream. Anyway, Renegade Nation, I want you to really wake up. Thursday's the debate.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's going to happen in that debate, don't you?
Yeah.
Trump is going to come in and cut off the crime syndicate's founder.
Trump is going to annihilate Biden.
That's why he's in hiding right now. Notice, I have to go, I'm preparing for the debate. No, he's not preparing for the debate. He's scared. He has a lid, like, what's his face said on the Five? The lid is like...
King Tut.
King Tut's tomb.
He's staying.
He's not leaving that. He's scared to death right now.
But see, everybody knows now, when it comes to the debates, Joe is a different person. So... Trump is not going to get sucked in this time.
No,
and
not
so,
this time.
But now Trump is going to have to fight two people. That's why he said.
That's exactly
in
right.
his talk.
Uh-huh.
He said, that's one thing about the Democrats. They stick together.
Yeah.
The Republicans can't get it together. He said it in his speech that he wished that they, he wished that the Republicans could be together like them. And that's exactly what's happening. Come on, man.
Come
you
on,
understand?
Man. So we have a new name for Joe. It's not Sleepy Joe. I was thinking Con Man Joe.
Yeah. That when you bring the mob in, that's just scary.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the mob. Now, there was a mobster back in the day from Boston by the name of Whitey Bullhead or something.
I don't remember that one.
I can't remember his name. I got the Joe syndrome. I can't remember.
All right, Joe.
Anyway, when you involve the founder of the Boston Mob.
Yes.
Not the founder, but Whitey Snyder. No, anyway, he was involved in this somehow. So now you have the mob involved.
Yeah. That's scary.
All right, you know what? I'm going to call some of my mob friends back in Philadelphia and New York and find out.
I'm scared.
I used to hang out with them a long time ago.
Oh my god.
Hey, how you doing? Get over here. You can't fix your goddamn tie. Get over here, Richie. Yeah, I'll fix the tie for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know who I am, you know.
Do you know who I am?
I am the executive founder of the Biden Syndicate crime family. My name happens to be in those emails.
But they're going to come get you.
No, it's under an assumed name. It's called Big Dick.
Papa Joe.
No, pick Big Dick.
Papa Joe.
All right, we're going to get out of here, Renegade Nation. I've had enough of this.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to be on tomorrow, but Thursday is time for the guillotine.
Yes.
All right, we're out of here. Do you need to say anything before we go?
Bye, fans.